You're listening to Epitaph, The Others. The Others is a special Epitaph production created exclusively for our Patreon subscribers. This is Episode 7, Resurrection Mary, Part 3.
The story of Resurrection Mary, or at least one version of it, begins at O. Henry Park. In the 1920s, the O. Henry, located outside of the Chicago city limits on Archer Avenue in Willow Springs, was known for its big band and swing dancing. It was an open-air, outdoor dance pavilion that was so popular, drawing people with the romantic appeal of dancing under the stars, that they sold tickets for 10 cents a dance. Mary loved dancing, and she would often ask to go there. Mary was, by every description, a beautiful young woman, blonde-haired and blue-eyed. And one night in the early 1930s, to celebrate her birthday, Mary came to the O. Henry and spent the evening dancing. On their way home, though, Mary was in a horrible automobile accident and was killed. She was buried down the road from the O. Henry at Resurrection Cemetery, wearing her favorite party dress. And since then, motorists have seen her trying to catch a ride to the ballrooms on Archer Avenue, or dancing in the green grass inside the gates of Resurrection Cemetery. But is there any truth to this legend? And if so, just who was Mary? In August of 1994, Frank Andrzejczyk had received a newspaper clipping from his brother about the tale of Resurrection Mary. Frank lived in Chicago's Back of the Yards neighborhood, the same neighborhood that Mary had come from. After Mass at St. Joseph Parish one Sunday, he asked others about the story and was surprised to find out just how many people believed it. It turned out one of his church friends was Jake Palis, the younger brother of Jerry Palis, who many consider to have had the original Resurrection Mary encounter in 1939. Others claim that Mary had been a young Polish girl who, in the 1940s, borrowed her parents' car to visit a boyfriend near Willow Springs and died in a crash near Resurrection Cemetery around 1:20 a.m. Another parishioner suggested that the ghost had once been Mary Miskowski, a pretty young blonde girl who loved dancing but was killed by a hit-and-run driver while on her way to a Halloween party in the early 1930s. If either of those stories were true, though, I've found no newspaper accounts to back them up. Yet another parishioner, Ray Van Ort, insisted that she was the ghost of a young woman who was killed when the car that she was riding in, a black Model A sedan, crashed into a wide-bed farm truck on Archer Avenue in 1936. Van Ort, like the victims, was on his way back from the O. Henry Ballroom, and he was the first on the scene at the wreck. He was certain that the young woman who died was the girl who'd become Resurrection Mary. Now, there was an accident that pretty closely matches this story. On April 3, 1935, Mrs. Hannah Donitz, her sister Mrs. Cornelia Meisner, and another woman, Mrs. Henrika Dykman, were traveling in a black Model A sedan and were involved in a head-on collision with a truck at the intersection of 55th and Archer. The truck and the three men in it had just delivered a load of cattle to the stockyards. The women were on their way to go shopping at 47th and Ashland Avenue. The driver of the truck explained to the police that he was traveling west on 55th when the car swerved in front of them, likely to continue east on Archer. The men in the truck were all unharmed, but Hannah was killed at the scene. Henrika died the following day, and Cornelia died a few days later of her injuries. A triple funeral service was held. But it should be noted that, though I can find no evidence of what Henrika may have looked like, neither of the other two women fit the traditional description associated with Resurrection Mary of a woman with long blonde hair. The photographs provided to the Chicago Tribune show that both Hannah and Cornelia had short brunette hair. And rather than returning from the O. Henry Ballroom late at night, that accident occurred in the middle of the day. And finally, it doesn't appear that any of the women were actually buried at Resurrection Cemetery. According to the Chicago Tribune, after the funeral service, the three women were buried at Fairmont Willow Hills Memorial Park, which was actually just a few blocks from where the O. Henry Ballroom once stood. And it seems Hannah was later moved to the Mount Hope Cemetery several miles to the east. If Frank Andrzejczyk had ever considered any of them as the woman who had become Resurrection Mary, I'd guess it was most likely Cornelia, as of the three women, she was the youngest, and she was also at least buried nearby. Ursula Bielski, author of Chicago Haunts, wrote that after recording all of the stories, combing through newspaper articles, checking with funeral directors, and speaking with cemetery staff, Frank came to believe that Resurrection Mary was actually the ghost of a 12-year-old girl named Anna Norcus. Though some of the census records are a bit muddled on their history, their nationality, their birthplaces, when they arrived in the United States, Anna's father's federal naturalization record shows that her parents, August and Anna Norkus, were both born in Lithuania and arrived in the United States in April of 1907. They were married 3 years later in 1910 and welcomed Anna's sister Sophie, or Sophia, in 1911 and her brother August Jr. in 1913. Anna, or Anna, was born in September of 1914 and grew up in Chicago's Back of the Yards neighborhood. When she was baptized at the local Catholic parish, she added the middle name Maria in honor of the Virgin Mary. Anna is said to have loved dancing, and still too young to go by herself, she often begged her father to take her. One night in mid-July 1927, her father relented. Anna, her sister Sophie, one of her friends Loretta Guasts, her father, and two of her father's friends, William Wisner and Adam Lipinski, piled into a car and drove out Archer to the O. Henry. As the night wore on, Anna begged her father to stay, and they finally left a little after 1 a.m., getting back into Wisner's car to head home. They ran into a detour on 63rd Street, which was closed for repairs east of Harlem Avenue. They were forced to turn south on Harlem Road, but the second turn, onto 65th Street, was unmarked, and in the darkness, Wisner missed it. Their car plunged into a ditch almost 25 feet deep and flipped. Anna was crushed beneath the car. Adam Lipinski was critically injured and died the next day. After her wake, at the Norkus home, her coffin was placed into a flatbed wagon, flanked by pallbearers and accompanied by the pastor, altar boys, and a four-piece brass band, and taken 3 blocks to St. Joseph's Parish, where she had taken her first communion just a year before. And then she was taken to the cemetery. But was Anna Maria Norkus really the young woman who would become known as Resurrection Mary? At first glance, Anna Norkus's story does fit with many of the details of the Resurrection Mary story. Her physical description fits with the description given of the young woman that people have picked up along Archer Avenue. And the night spent dancing at the O. Henry before an automobile accident cut her young life short fits with that bit of Mary's origin as well. But even so, I don't believe she's the right girl. Though Anna's route home from the O. Henry that night may have taken her up Archer past Resurrection Cemetery, she didn't die near there. And unlike the other girls whose names have been brought forth as possible candidates for being Resurrection Mary, Anna wasn't buried there either. She simply has no connection to the Resurrection Cemetery. According to Ursula Bielski's account, Frank Andrzejczyk found an explanation for this. At the time of Anna's death, a gravedigger by the name of Al Churis Jr. lived across the street from the gates of Resurrection Cemetery. He stated that when Anna died, there were several strikes by gravediggers going on, and according to Mr. Churis, bodies that were unable to be interred elsewhere due to a strike would be interred temporarily at Resurrection. In Anna's case, they say, even though her death certificate says that she was buried elsewhere, those gravediggers were on strike and she was buried at Resurrection, and by the time the strike was over, due to poor casket construction, her body wasn't able to be accurately identified and was left unmarked at Resurrection Cemetery. There isn't, however, any record that I can find of a gravedigger strike going on then. More importantly, both of the documents regarding her burial that I can find, both her death certificate and the funeral records from the Sobiesk Funeral Home, show that she was buried at the St. Casimir Cemetery in Chicago. Were she buried anywhere else, even temporarily, you would have expected to see that on the funeral records. If Anna's ghost were hoping to dance just a little longer at the O. Henry, hoping to relive the night before her death, it would make sense for her ghost to be taken up Archer Avenue, as that's the route they took that fateful night. I could maybe even be convinced that her ghost simply disappears after a certain period of time in the car, which, coincidentally, happens to be in front of Resurrection Cemetery. But often, it is reported that the hitchhiker specifically asks to be dropped off there, or screams as they pass the gates before disappearing. And I can find no reason that Anna Maria Norkus would do that. So with no connection to Resurrection Cemetery, it's hard to consider her to be Resurrection Mary. But if Anna Maria Norkus wasn't Resurrection Mary, just who was? Next week in our season finale of Epitaph, we think we have the answer to that question. We hope you'll join us.
You have been listening to Episode 7, Resurrection Mary, Part 3. The content of this podcast is copyright Epitaph Incorporated, 2019, all rights reserved.